Skills for Life. Level 2. Sample Test F. Recording 1.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tony Langham from Business Startup, and I'm very pleased to have been invited here to talk to you all today about how to set up your own business. I'd like to begin by saying that a lot of people are worried that it would be too expensive to start a small business. It's just not true. Usually, it only takes a very modest initial financial investment to get your plan up and running. Doing some research is always helpful. You know, testing your ideas out on your friends and so on. But it is essential that before you do anything else, you make a business plan. Otherwise, you could waste a lot of time and effort. As far as your character is concerned, I'd say you need to be determined to make your business work, even if you can't see any immediate reward. Keep at it, don't give up. And I also strongly recommend that you have your own website, even for a very local business. If you don't actually sell things online, it's still the cheapest way to advertise, and these days, more and more people are turning to the internet.
Recording 2.
And now moving on to more specific financial advice. When it comes to accounts, you can do the administration accounting yourself. That'll tell you if you're making more money than you are spending. But you will definitely have to find a qualified accountant as well. Filling in tax forms is incredibly time-consuming, but that's not really the issue. You really need one because tax is so complicated these days. So put all the paperwork into an envelope and give it to an expert to deal with. Also, although I'm not against business partnerships generally, family-run companies are, after all, found everywhere, I do not recommend going into business with friends. If, however, you do decide to go down that road, put all the financial aspects down in black and white and have it legally witnessed. As for opening a bank account, go for an account which doesn't involve you having to pay business rates. And to get the best deal, always consult the bank's business advisor prior to making your final decision as to which one is best. Finally, remember it's your business, and checking your costs is your responsibility. These include electricity, fuel, insurance, and so on. And that's an ongoing day-to-day thing.